Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for you today. Have you ever noticed that some days feel effortless, while others feel like you're constantly pushing against the current? Or my favorite saying is pushing a boulder up a hill. Well, you've come to the right place because we're going to talk about that today. And our episode is called, Are You in Resonance or Resistance? You know, too often in our lives, we are just beginning to realize that everything is energy and everything is, it's about energy, flow, essence, the ability to ride the wave, if you want to call it that, instead of just fighting against it. So I'm hoping that today we will be able to give you some clarity of where you are in your life and maybe some things that you could do to assist yourself to get into more resonance and instead of the resistance that many of us experience. So, you know, what is resonance? You know, resonance is when your energy, thoughts, and emotions vibrate in harmony with your true essence. It feels expansive, natural, and life-giving. It's when all the holes line up in the Swiss cheese and everything is happening instantaneously. It's like you are in the flow. You are in the ability to take the bull by the horns and just go for it. It gives you that inspiration, that confidence, that ability to know that you're unstoppable. Now, in contrast to that is resistance. And I think we all have a tendency to have some resistance in our lives. I kind of feel it's like a continuum where you have either a lot of resistance or no resistance. And we all fall somewhere on that continuum. Okay. And what resistance is friction. It's when your energy is at odds with itself or life. It feels heavy, draining, and blocked. It almost feels like that whole thing of trying to make something happen, maybe pushing, like I said, pushing that boulder up a hill, trying to control it, also trying to do it your way or try to figure it out. What I'm saying, when you're in resistance, usually you're out of alignment with what you're supposed to be doing. And you're just sitting there sometimes like a defiant child, crossing their arms like this, saying, that's it, I'm not doing anything, and digging your heels in. Does that sound familiar to you? You know, so I'm just going to ask you to just reflect on this. Where in your life do things flow with ease? And where do you constantly feel stuck or frustrated? It's like, when you are up against your wall, it's like you're like, oh my God, I can't even imagine. You're just, and for me, when I work with clients, it's very telling when they get to this point because it's that resistance that they're breaking through. And I know that they're on the verge of catapulting into the next layer of what they are working on and moving beyond the resistance and going into the flow. So, you know, resistance and resonance, the two R words. So let's talk about the frequency of resonance. Okay. We remember everything is energy, you know, and we talk a lot about this, and I have shared this before too. It's just like when you look, if you're able to see the video aspect of this podcast, TV, radio segment, it's like everything that you see in my vicinity, okay, even inclusive of myself, is energy. We're just a denser version of energy and frequency. But if you were to put everything that you see in this room under a high-powered microscope, you will see everything vibrating at a high, you know, at a high rate, okay? And this is a high-powered a microscope. So that is the important thing to remember, because this is what we could tangibly see, but everything is energy. But what about the things that we can't see, like our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, our connectedness to our higher self? Those are less dense, and they're like radio waves. They're kind of moving. We can't see them, but yet they are creating for us, okay? They're like the invisible under the surface things that are usually unconscious that are kind of running the show. When we are, you know, when we are able to really grasp this concept that everything is energy, this is a game changer for all of us, because how are we showing up? Are we in alignment and that frequency is there for us? Or are we in resistance where we are trying to force things, control things, keep things at bay? So they all look in a nice little package in a box to put on a shelf so we could deal with it later. Newsflash, all those things are interconnected. It's like a big matrix. You cannot compartmentalize these things and put them on the shelves. You may think you can, but that's not how it works. So just know that everything is a matrix, and everything is interconnected in ways you have no idea, and everything is energy. So when we are, you know, so circling back, everything is energy, including our thoughts, emotions, and physical experiences. Each carries a frequency, and it is there with us. Now, we could dive a little deeper with that. You know, if you've had things happen earlier in your life where energetically you got blocked by that, or something painful happened, and you have trapped that emotion somewhere in your body because you never fully experienced it, or you ignored it or pretended it wasn't there, but it's energy and it's still there. So when those things are stored away, this affects our resonance. When we are in resonance, synchronicities, creativity, joy, and clarity and lightness show up. When you're in resistance, there's struggles, a lot of procrastination, fatigue, repeated conflict, and even physical pain. So that's a lot to think about and a lot to bite off and chew right now. And, you know, resistance, you know, let's just talk a little bit about that. Where in your life are you struggling? Where in your life are you maybe procrastinating, or you're, you know, for whatever reason, you're not wanting to go there. And it's like you're stuck. And you're trying to, part of you wants to move forward and part of you is just stuck with your heels dug in. So when we are that way, it's really important to remember that we need to just have some grace for ourselves and just some self-compassion and our ability to nurture ourselves as to why there is resistance, okay? And just really love up what shows up, okay? Because sometimes that resistance is really a cry for some love, basically, and self-compassion and the ability just to be seen. When we resist things, what happens is we go into a mode where we just are popping out of our physical body in the present moment, and we are just in our heads, like trying to decipher, you know, trying to figure things out and trying to keep things at bay and trying to control that. So when we are able to look at our resistance, you know, as it's showing up, and just loving it and nurturing it as a part of ourselves that's been ignored and probably hasn't seen any love in a long time. This is the time to love it up and just really just embrace that, because it's a cry for, I want to say, attention. It's a cry for love, and it's a cry for wanting to be safe, secure, and reintegrated and coming home to us. So when you're resonating, you're in tune like a musical instrument humming at the perfect pitch. When you're resisting, you're out of tune, creating discord. I love that, because if you, for those of you who have some musical inclination, I was a concert clarinetist earlier in my life. In fact, I almost went on a pathway to become a concert clarinetist instead of going into healthcare and bridging the physical with the invisible and the unconscious with the conscious. And it's been a journey, because when you're playing an instrument, when you're in the flow of things, things just kind of go. It's like in an orchestra. When you're in an orchestra, every different instrument set has a part to play, and the conductor is, you know, conducting and keeping people in time and in rhythm, and it's a beautiful thing. When you're out of tune and people aren't playing their parts right, it's kind of abrasive. So if you could get the visual of that, I think you'll really get the idea of what I'm talking about. So when you're in resistance, just imagine a band player, somebody playing a musical instrument, and just, you know, they're off pitch, they're playing the wrong segment at the wrong time, and whatever. You'll get, you know, you'll chuckle when you think about that, or think about just being in the flow of the music that's being presented. So if you're enjoying today's episode, I'd love for you to take a moment to support the show. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms, whether it's the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you tune in. And we have over 350 different platforms, so I'm sure you will find your place. And don't forget to leave a comment or review. You know, tell me what resonated with you most today. Your feedback only helps me know what's landing with you, but also helps others discover the space of healing, awakening, and transformation. So go ahead and click and subscribe that subscribe button and join our growing community. So, you know, when we are in resonance and resistance, it's good to really decipher where you're at and know it. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to take a deeper dive into the hidden patterns of resistance. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspire Choices Network. So see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on Inspired Choices Network, the Dr. Dolores Show. And we've been talking about, are you in resonance or resistance? This is a question that really is timely because I feel with what's happening in our world right now, there's a lot to be resistant to. And when you could use that as a barometer, because if you're being resistant to something, it's not that you need to roll over and show your belly and play, you know, play nice. It's to acknowledge that and realize that, okay, I'm in resistance. How can I shift that and move into something that's going to be more amenable to who I am, be more in the flow of what I want to create? So, you know, I have another question for you. What challenges could, I mean, you know, just listen to this for a second. Could the challenges you're facing be a sign that your energy is out of resonance? Well, you know, some of the hidden patterns of resistance are subconscious, okay? They're rooted in fear, conditioning, and old wounds. So, you know, I'm going to just give an example of this. It's like when you're saying yes, when your body is screaming no. I know for me, I mean, this is controversial and stuff like that, but I'm going to circle back to the whole, during COVID and when the vaccines came out and being a healthcare practitioner for numerous decades prior to that, something just felt off with the whole vaccine for me. And for me, it was really about listening to my body and to my higher self and to my intuition, all the same thing, as to what were the next steps for me as far as getting the vaccine or not. When I kind of sat with it and asked my higher self about the vaccine, they said, absolutely not. So I knew for me that this was not something that I needed to do, and I honored that. Of course, I got a lot of pushback from people because being in the medical field, don't you trust the science? Well, you know, my response to that was this. I've lived in this Taj Mahal for well over 60 years. I know what it can and cannot handle. And when my intuition is screaming at me, don't do something, I listen. Showstopper. So the point is that I got through that. I never have received the jab, never will receive the jab, because we know on the other side of it now, years later, there's a lot of things that are not so good about that whole period of time in our recent history. So this is an example of what I'm saying, is that when your body is screaming no, listen to it. Don't say yes when it's screaming no. Another example of hidden patterns of resistance are overthinking decisions instead of trusting your intuition. It's about staying in environments or relationships that drain you. You know, maybe you're in a job that is not fully supporting and nurturing you, or you're in a relationship that has a tendency to suck you dry. Maybe it's time to sit with that and just decide what's next for you, because energetically it is a misalignment. You're in resistance somehow. So remember, resistance is not bad. It's simply a signal. It's your energy's way of saying something needs to realign. And I'm going to say that again, because I think it's really important. Resistance is not bad. It's a signal. It's your energy's way of saying something needs to realign. So we talked a little bit about resistance and listening to your intuition and trusting that, because it's all energy, it's all a vibration, it's all a frequency. So what are some of the gifts of resonance? You know, when we live in resonance, you're conserving your energy because you're not fighting the current. Okay, so you're not going to be too tired. You're going to be more alive. Your creativity is going to come forth. Your inspiration is going to flow more easily. And you're going to experience peace in your body and clarity in your mind. And I'm going to say you're going to experience peace in body, soul, and mind. It's just like you just know, no matter what is going on, that you are okay. Everything is going to be fine. And you've got this. You're going to be attracting opportunities that match your vibration. So I just have another question just to stimulate you guys. What moments in your life felt like effortless flow? And I'm sure you could name quite a few of them. That was resonance, okay? Effortless flow is resonance. So some of the tools to shift into resonance are to get out of your mind and get into your body. You may even want to, you know, check in with your awareness. Maybe pause and check in with your body. You're making a choice. What does that choice feel like in your body? Is it feeling light, or is it feeling heavy and just, you know, dragging? You know, sometimes when we release, sometimes we are able to get into that resonance. So sometimes we have pent up energy, pent up emotions, pent up experiences that are resistant. And sometimes if we just focus on taking a deep breath, maybe writing it down or simply naming what feels resistant is enough to release it. Sometimes that feeling that you're having that you can't put into words, but finally when you describe what it is and you're able to say it feels like this, it just dissipates and comes into balance and resonance. You know, some other things too are alignment practices that you could also do that are going to help with you getting in more into resonance are like meditation and taking a walk in nature, or going and doing gardening, or mindful movement, or even affirmations. Also, mindful activities. You know, mindful activity doesn't have to be sitting in meditation. It can be, but mindful activity could be just, you know, doing something creative. It's my definition of a mindful activity is something that you lose all sense of time and place because you're so lost in the moment that hours go by and it feels like a short period of time, like 10 or 15 minutes. And we've all had those fleeting moments where that has happened, where we get so engrossed in a project or reading a book that we are so in the present moment that this is the timelessness of that experience. Another thing we talk about a lot on my show is energy hygiene. Oh, yes. Just like brushing your teeth, clearing your energy daily keeps you aligned because you just never know what's lurking energetically around you, especially if you have a tendency not to have very strong boundaries and you're starting to build those strong energetic boundaries. You know, decide and try different practices out for yourself because it's not a one and done or a one size fits all. Find what's going to resonate with you that you're going to do, that you can easily do on a regular daily basis. For some people, it's taking a shower and using Epsom salt and starting from your head and using a scoop of that and just doing your Epsom salt, you know, before you lather up and wash your hair. You're going to figure out how to do that. Just be, you know, curious like a child and explore new things and try new things. This is a real cool thing to do, but you're also doing something for yourself in the meantime. And also just trust the signs. Your body never lies. Okay. Your body never lies. Tension, fatigue, or repeated setbacks are invitations to shift. So if you're just feeling really, you know, blah or apprehensive or tired, or you keep, you know, you keep experiencing Groundhog Day, that movie, you know, where you wake up and it's the same thing over and over again. These are signs. So just trust them and just realize, okay, it's time for me to do something different. And sometimes a small baby step in that direction is enough to start that process of you becoming more resonant within your body, mind, and soul. So living in daily resonance. I love this question, and I just invite people to take this on as their own. Just put it in their journal and, you know, label it on the top. Where can I choose ease today? Okay, just ask yourself every morning, where can I choose ease today? And sometimes that's setting an intention. That's all you need to do. And then just notice the small ways resonance appears. Maybe it's a smile from a stranger, synchronicities of things coming together effortlessly, and even moments of clarity and insight. These are small ways that resonance appears. And yeah, it could appear really big, but sometimes when we are, you know, not in resonance, we're in resistance, you know, it's better to figure out you're in resistance before you're totally burnt out. So recognize resistance quickly so that you can pivot before burnout. And just remember that living in resonance is not about perfection. It's really about awareness, self-compassion, and choosing alignment more often. So we're going to be going on to our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we're going to go into a delicious guided meditation to introduce you to resonance. So stay tuned and see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, I'm going to do a shout out for myself here. You know, if you're really struggling with life right now, because it's been pretty daunting for many people, please don't hesitate to reach out. Go to my website, DrDoloresFazzino.com, and sign up for our newsletter and the guided meditation that I have available for you. And it's about allowing you to be in the present moment. So it's about you getting from your head into your heart space, which is in your body. And I just invite you to sign up and take advantage of that. And also, if you check out our programs, and if you're really so inspired, just join us for I'm Awake Now What? This is a uniquely weekly conscious business hour designed to support your awakening journey. Each week, my partner and I, Cozy Stankatis, who's a master energy healer and body talk practitioner, we talk about the practical stuff and the tools and offer clarity on topics that are very important right now in your awakening journey. And you don't have to walk this journey alone. Together, we'll help you integrate your awakening to everyday life with greater ease and confidence. To learn more and join us, visit I'm Awake Now What? Go to my website, DrDoloresFazzino.com, and you'll see a tab for I'm Awake Now What? Just press on that and check it out. We'd love to have you. So we're getting ready to integrate moving from resistance to resonance in a guided meditation. And I always love to do a guided meditation on my show because I feel it's so important to take what we've learned and to put it into practice, and so you could have an experience to make it your own. It's one thing to get a lot of information and you're like an overwhelm, but when you're able to have an experiential process there, this can actually allow it to anchor into yourself a lot more so than not having that. So let's get ready to go into our guided meditation, moving from resistance to resonance. So I invite you to find a comfortable position, close your eyes, and take 3 slow, deep breaths. With each inhale, invite calm and presence. With each exhale, let go of tension or distraction. Allow yourself to arrive fully here now. So bring your awareness slowly through your body. Notice your feet, legs, hips, chest, shoulders, arms, and head. Where do you feel lightness, openness, or even flow? Where do you feel heaviness, tightness, or resistance? Whatever comes up, just allow it to be as it is. There is no judgment, just observation. Resistance is simply energy calling for attention. With your next inhale, imagine breathing in golden light, pure resonance, ease, alignment. And as you exhale, release heavy energy, resistance melting away like smoke, dissolving into the air. Continue. Inhale lightness. Exhale heaviness. With each cycle, feel your body softening and your energy lightening. Now, place your hands gently over your heart and visualize a warm, radiant glow in your chest. With every breath, this glow expands outward, through your body, your energy field, your entire being. This is resonance, your true frequency, your natural state of harmony. Just allow yourself to rest here in the spaciousness of your heart. Just allow anything that's coming up to be there without judging or criticizing it. Just be curious like a child. Allow the essence of love to wash over all. And take a final deep breath, anchoring this resonance with every cell within your body. And silently affirm, I release resistance. I align with resonance. I choose flow, ease, and truth. And just allow yourself to sit in the essence of resonance. And when you're ready, gently wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring your awareness back to the room, carrying the sense of resonance with you. And welcome back, everybody. Just remember, I release resistance. I align with resonance. I choose flow, ease, and truth. So we're getting ready to go on our last break of the segment, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and when we return, we'll just wrap it up for Are You in Resonance or Resistance? So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I just want you to see my mug. It says, "Remember who you are." This is so important because how often we forget. So if you've enjoyed our show today, I'd love for you to take a moment to support the show and be sure to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you tune in. And don't forget to leave a comment or review and tell me what resonated with you most today. I would love your feedback because it not only helps me know what's landing with you, but also helps others discover the space of healing, awakening, and transformation. So go ahead and click that subscribe button and join our growing community. So, you know, today on our show, we are talking about resonance and resistance. It's, you know, just to recap a little bit, when you're in resonance, it's like you are in the flow of your life. It's like your boat, the oars are up and you're on the river and you're moving through the stream of life with ease and grace. Now, when you're in resistance, you're in your boat and you're putting your paddles in, trying to prevent yourself from going downstream, and you're in resistance. And this is where it's like we get backed up. It's almost as if we're constipated and we're stuck. So, you know, look in your life where you're actually energetically constipated. That's a new one. I like that. Energetically constipated, so that you're going to allow yourself to shift from that resistance to more resonance and just watch the miracles transpire in your life. So, you know, let's just recap what we were talking about today. You know, another thing to remember, energetic hygiene too. Got to remember that. That's important. So let's see here. Oh, there we are. Okay. So resonance is not a feeling. It's a frequency you can tune into consciously. Okay. It's a frequency. Okay. Resistance shows up as tension, fatigue, or conflict, and signals a need for realignment. So just, you know, witness where you are in resonance and resistance in your life. And no harm, no foul. This is not about judging and criticizing you or you beating yourself up. Just make note of it. Witness that. And just say, how could I shift and change that? Awareness of your energy patterns is the first step to shifting into resonance. I'm going to even elaborate. Awareness of everything is your first foundational piece to make changes. You have to be aware in order to make a change, okay? Simple daily tasks or practices such as breath work, journaling, and visualization help release resistance, and also spiritual hygiene as well. And living in resonance brings ease, clarity, and expanded connection to yourself and the world. Wouldn't it be cool if everybody learned how to live in resonance and just allowed things to unfold and happen? What a different world we'd be living in, instead of everybody trying to fight and trying to be stuck in beliefs and stuck in patterns and stuck in things in people's lives that are just not suiting them. They're just outdated and no longer important. So some closing thoughts. Understanding whether you are in resonance or resistance is like having a map for your energy. When you tune into your own frequency, you can recognize when life is aligned versus when you're fighting the current. The more you practice sensing and shifting your energy, the more effortless and fulfilling your life becomes. Remember, ease is not a luxury. It's your natural state. We have just forgotten that. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Resonance is the language of your soul. Resistance is its signal to realign. And that's a quote by myself. So I hope you enjoyed our episode today. And next week, we're going to be talking about energy is the new currency. And, you know, we are so in so much transformation and shifting that energy is a currency. It's how you show up. It's your currency is how you show up, your essence, your vibration. This is what comes before you and sets you up for things to follow, whether you're in alignment and resonance or you are in resistance. So this is like an extension of what we were talking about today a little bit. So in a world obsessed with the hustle and productivity, we're beginning to wake up to the powerful truth. Energy is a real currency that shapes our lives, relationships, and success. So stay tuned next week for that, because I feel that this is a very timely topic, and hopefully it could shed some light on where we're going and how you could show up better for yourself. So thank you for listening, and thank you for leaving your comments. I so appreciate you. And if you noticed, I had a friend, a visitor today. Her name is Gracie. She's my familiar. She loves to be around and hang out, especially when we talk anything frequency and energy, because that's how she rolls. And, you know, hopefully you have something special in your life that allows you to stay grounded as well. So I just invite you to make this week the best week that you can. Set the intention that you're going to live in flow, ease, and grace. And just know that everything's happening as it should. And you are worth it. Love you. See you next week. And have an awesome rest of the week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.